I'm Bradley Johnson with 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Not getting behind the wheel after drinking is the best choice. But if you're pulled over, the next best choice is to call 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
It's time for your brand new phone tap. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. And today, it's one of our most popular phone taps that we do. It's called To Catch a Cheater.
These are always fun.
Where I expose someone who's currently being unfaithful to their partner. And recently, we got an email from a woman who was suspicious because somebody other than her boyfriend was using their Netflix account. So she asked him about it, and he said it was a buddy of his, but she doesn't believe him. So let's see if he's telling the truth in the next installment of To Catch a Cheater. This is part six. We've done six of these. To Catch a Cheater, part six. Right now.
It's another Jubal phone tap. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Seth McElroy, and I'm calling from Netflix. I was looking for Julio
Yeah, this is him.
The reason for my phone call today is I'm with Netflix Customer Care Division, and we're doing a courtesy call because we noticed something out of the ordinary with your account. Do you have a moment?
Yeah. What's going on?
Well, apparently your password is being shared in three different locations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's perfectly fine if you're sharing your password with people, but we've had some accounts get hacked lately, so we're checking in to make sure that you're not being hacked.
Right, yeah. No, that sounds about right.
So it sounds about right that three different people would be using your account?
Yes, okay. Yes.
And just so I can get my record straight, who would those people be?
Me, my girlfriend, and a friend of mine.
Okay, so your girlfriend and your relationship with the other person is a friend?
Yeah, it's a friend of mine.
Okay, and just out of curiosity, what's this friend's name?
Lisa.
Lisa, okay. Oh, is that like a... sister or something?
No. It's a friend of mine.
Okay. I think I get it. Nice, bro. Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, if it's what I think it is, you get no judgment from me. All right,
okay,
brother?
Yeah. I'm glad, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever you say, don't tell anybody at the residence, okay?
You mean don't send your girlfriend an email letting her know that you're sharing your Netflix account with your side piece? What do you think I am?
Yeah, right. Don't do that, yeah.
Dude, I'm not some snitch, bro. Let's bra out for a second, though. You want to bra out with me real quick?
I don't understand what that means.
I just mean that it's like dude to dude, man. I'm doing the exact same thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's all? Do you need anything else from me? I think we cleared this up, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I got everything straight with my records. Hey, does your girlfriend know?
No, man, of course she doesn't know.
Good work, man. Hey, whatever you do, make sure you cover your tracks, because if there's one thing I know, b****s be sneaking, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they be sneaking.
Right. No, I do cover my tracks.
Yeah. Like, sometimes these chicks, they'll check out the recently watched area, and then figure it out that way, you know, like.
Yeah, she asked me about that. I just said it was a buddy of mine.
Nice, bro. Wait to cover your tracks.
Yeah. And my buddy is covering for me, so.
Oh, wow. You even got your buddy covering for you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. So listen, man, I got to go.
Well, real quick, but before I let you off the phone, I just want to say, dude, it is so cool how you're able to do that because, you know, I'm doing the same thing, but I would never give one of my side pieces my Netflix password because that would be a surefire way for my girlfriend to find out, you know?
Well, just do what I do, you know, just say it's a buddy, you know? She has no reason to suspect you.
Just tell her it's a buddy of mine like you do?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that because you never know. They could, like, call a radio station to do a prank phone call on you and then, like, find out that you're also cheating that way, you know?
What?
Yeah, like your girlfriend, Candace, is her name, right?
Oh, okay, what's going on? How do you know her name?
Oh, it's pretty simple. So Candace emailed me because she said you acted nervous the other day when she asked about the recently watched section in your Netflix, and she thought it might be another girl sharing the account with you.
Okay, what the f*** is going on?
This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your girlfriend Candace wanted to see if she could catch you cheating.
Are you f***ing kidding me?
No. Nice, bro.
Don't play this on the radio.
Yeah, I have to now.
Are you f***ing kidding me with this?
No, I'm not. Sorry. Yeah, your girlfriend noticed something was up because of all the weird shows that were in your recently watched section on Netflix.
You can't tell her, man. This is f***ing unbelievable. Okay, yeah. You're gonna f***ing ruin my life here.
Oh, but I have to tell her, and I don't think I ruined it.
No, you don't have to tell anything, man. But are you f***ing kidding me?
She wanted me to do this, so I have to tell her. But also, I'm not ruining your life. I think you did.
No, f*** you. Look, dude, I'll give you money, okay? Just give me out here, okay?
Okay. Okay, you'll pay me not to tell your girlfriend?
Yeah, I'll pay whatever you want, okay? I just don't want her to know, okay?
Yeah, but I think she should know, though.
No, she...
Don't you, bro?
Why? She doesn't have to know, man.
Yeah, but I think she wants to know.
I'll give you $300, okay?
Can we go up a little higher?
F*** you, man. This is like a lot of money.
Okay, well, $300, I can't do it for $300. Maybe... No, I'm not going to take any money from you. I'm just gonna tell your girlfriend.
Look, man, you better be careful, because if I find you, I'm going to f*** you up. Wait,
are you hitting on me, too, now?
Are you?
Because it sounds like you're hitting on me now.
You know, screw you, okay?
Hey, you got enough to worry about now. Like, you and I shouldn't start a relationship just yet. Wait till you get everything cleared up, though, okay?
Such a f***ing dick.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Movin' 92.5.